American half pounder, pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich Strange, your host for the show. Flick the tab on Ace Goldwyn, kick back and enjoy the jams. One of my personal top 10 songs of all time is entitled But It's Alright, released in 1966 by one-hit wonder artist J.J. Jackson, to no relation to Michael or his brothers. Despite being a popular soul dance number, it was a surprisingly vindictive lyric, with J.J. Jackson taking a girl to task for treating him bad and promising that she's going to get her comeuppance when some other guy does the same to her. And I'm quoting from lyrics, "You got to reap what you sow," he sings, quoting Galatians 6 in the Bible, "A man reaps what he sows. Vengeance is mine," singeth J.J. Jackson.
Try. daddy. You know you make me cry. How can you love me? I don't understand why. Oh, daddy, if I can make you see, if there's been a fool around, it's got to be me. Yes, it's got to be me. Oh, daddy, you soothe me with your smile. You're letting me know you're the best thing in my life. Oh, daddy, if I can make you see, if there's been a fool around, can't walk away from you. Maybe if I try.
Call
I stole a ride on a passing star, not knowing where I was going, how near or how far. Through years of life, lands of future and past, until the heavenly gates were sighted at last.
And that was Foreigner singing Star Rider. And before that, the great Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., who were at one time the lead singers, actually, for the Fifth Dimension. Anyway, their song, Your Love. And before that, Fleetwood Mac with Oh Daddy. So the song Bangkok City, released by the Pacific Northwest hard rock band Vicious Kitty, is an electrifying, energetic anthem that explores themes of wild nights, unpredictability, and the intense magnetic pull of the city's nightlife. The track uses Bangkok as a metaphor for a vibrant, untamed environment where anything can happen. The vicious, yet intriguing nature of the city mirrors the band's signature gritty, heavy guitar rock sound. It captures the thrill of letting go, embracing chaos, and diving headfirst into an exciting, neon-lit urban adventure.
We'll be right back.
Still I wanna get next to you.
I wanna get. Why do people cry when they hear the word goodbye in a love song? Tears are sure to fall when you know they gave it all in a love song. Somehow two lovers get a chance at a beautiful romance, and you wish it could be you. 'Cause everybody's needing what the singers all are singing in a love song. It can tear you apart, 'cause a word can break a heart in a love song. They say all the things you feel, and they make it sound so real in a love song. It seems that everything they say is said in such a way that we believe it's true. 'Cause everybody's needing what the singers all are singing in a love song. Each of us know there's no guarantee we'll ever find love, and in the songs that we share, it helps if we believe in a love song. There's a part of you and me in every memory that tells us who we are. And everybody's needing what the singers all are singing in a love song. Everybody's needing what the singers all are singing in a love song.
That was Kenny Rogers singing Love Song. And before that, Slow Down by John Miles. And still before that, to Rose Royce with I Want to Get Next to You. And that was 1977 vintage, going to number 10 on the charts for them. Just before the release of what would become their U.S. number one hit, Chapel of Love, a New Orleans vocal group that had their name changed to the Dixie Cups. They were originally called Little Miss and the Muffets. Interesting.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel of love. Spring is here, the sky is blue.
And you're listening to Climax Blues Band with Couldn't Get It Right. And before that, Peter Gabriel with Salisbury Hill. And still before that, Tina Turner and Sting in a 1996 hit on Silent Wings. And you're tuned in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich Chang, your host, as we continue to spin the platters, turn the CDs, flipping the tapes, and bringing in some great music to listen to. Just 2 months after their first hit chart at number 7, American folk rock band The Association smashed the charts with the great song Cherish. Despite the title, you don't want to play this song at your wedding. Well, while the singer does cherish the girl, he knows he can't possibly have her and comes off a little desperate and obsessive. Get over it.
Cherish is a word I use to describe all the feeling that I have finding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is the word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I be the one to share your schemes, but I am not gonna
seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have lying here for you inside. Cherish me as much as I cherish you.
If I had told it
Released by the Impressions in 1969, the song Choice of Colors is a profound civil rights anthem penned by Curtis Mayfield. The lyrics use color as a metaphor to challenge racial prejudice, question learned biases, and promote unity, urging listeners to replace anger with education and trust. From the lyrics, and I'm quoting, "If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right?"
Choose, my brothers, if there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend? And share with black folks not of kin. People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you held your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher?
Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation would make a better society.
And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers?
You can't. that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you?
I'm in Toronto and I got this view, but I might as well be in a hotel room, yeah. It doesn't matter cause I'm so consumed, spending all my nights reading texts from you. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, everything means nothing if I can't have you.
I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you? I can't write one song that's not.
So sorry that my timing's off, but I can't move on if we're still gonna talk. Is it wrong for me to not want half? I want all of you, all the strings attached. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you?
Forget you, but I hold on. Everything is nothing. Everything is nothing, babe. I'm trying to move on. Forget you, but I hold on.
Everything means nothing if I can't have you. No, I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you? Can't have you.
That was Shawn Mendes with If I Can't Have You. Yeah, and before that, the great Beach Boys with Don't Worry Baby, 1964 vintage. And still before that, Skeeter Davis singing I Can't Stay Mad at You. Remember Sylvester Stallone? Well, you may better remember that his recording name, Sly Stone. Veda Stewart, Sly's younger sib, was lead singer for an American singing group calling themselves Little Sister. Well, Viola began her recording career as a member of the Heavenly Tones. They were a gospel group who was eventually converted to secular music. Happens quite frequently back then. Anyway, their first single, You're the One, was written and arranged and produced by Sly himself. Went to number 22 on the Billboard charts, 1970.
I'm the one, you're the one. I'm the one, you're the one. I'm the one, you're the one, you're the one, you're the one. I'm the one, you're the one. I'm the one, you're the one. I'm the one, you're the one, you're the one, you're the one.
I'm the one who wants to be ahead. I stand in line and I'm behind instead. Thank you.
And time so near. Looks like you need a friend, so I will volunteer. Looks like you're in a world of trouble. Only one thing it could be. You gotta get a grip on it, mister. This is not the remedy. And it won't make you feel any better soon. You keep a drinking that old jank, you're gonna end up under a train. You can lay down on the railroad track, and it won't bring your baby back. And it won't. Try to save some face. I did that very thing when I was in your place. I'm speaking from experience. I knew the lady first. It's hard work forgetting, baby. You can work up quite a thirst, but drinking is the worst, and it won't bring her back to go out raising Cain. You won't find the answer in a cigarette. You can smoke the whole damn pack, create a never-ending chain. You can buy yourself a heart attack, it won't bring your baby. It won't bring her back. It won't bring her back to drive yourself insane. But she's already busy with another fool. Why don't you cut yourself some slack? The truth is, it's all in vain. You can carry on like a maniac, you won't bring your baby back. It won't.
You're
And that was Electric Light Orchestra bringing you Strange Magic. And still before that, Jane Americans will meet in the Yellow Forest. And still before that, the great Jimmy Webb with It Won't Bring Her Back. And you're tuning in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich James, your host, as we continue splitting platters, turning the seeds, flipping the tapes, and bringing in some great music. American-Canadian rock band Steppenwolf's super hit, Born to Be Wild, is the first rock song to include the phrase heavy metal thunder in lyrics, which does not refer to the music genre, instead referencing the sound of a motorcycle, heavy metal thunder. However, the association of heavy metal would soon apply to a new genre of rock music. Arguably, that song became the most frequently used piece of music in cinema history, according to the June 15th edition of Parade Magazine, Far Out Magazine, and Film Historians. The genesis of the term heavy metal likely doesn't mean as much to the motorcyclists as it does to music lovers. Crank it up and enjoy your heavy metal thunder.
lost your mind trying to get it back. Wasn't it easier in your lunchbox days? Always a bigger bit to crawl into. Wasn't it beautiful when you believed in everything? Everybody believed in you. It's alright, just wait and see. Your string of lies is still bad to me. Oh, who you are is not where you've been. You're still an innocent.
And cry, dear, my dear, I'm losing your bit for real. hasn't heard it much as they did before.
And pretty soon it won't hurt anymore.
Yes, I'm a little bit wiser. Just a little bit wiser now. And I see there is not a chance for me with you.
Those Bro Brummels with Sad Little Girl. And before that, the great Chuck Jackson R&B, This Broken Heart You Gave Me. And still before that, Taylor Swift with Innocent. English progressive rock band Flash released a song entitled Small Beginnings, which became a left-field hit in 1972 that somehow elbowed its way into the top 30, dominated by the likes of Chicago and Jim Croce. Well, the group was cheeky enough to call its second album Flash in the Can, but the pun cut awfully close to the truth. By 1974, just 2 years later, Flash had burned out.
Don't think you get to know could stand by the window. She turns her head as I walk in the room. I can see by her eyes she's been waiting. Standing in the slant of the late afternoon. And she turns to me with her hand extended. Her palm is split with a flower with a flame. Stands in the doorway. I'm struck once again by her black silhouette, by her long cool stare and her silence. I suddenly remember each time we've met, and she turns to me with her hand extended, her palm is split with a flower with a flame. With a